Unit 8. Lessons 3 and 4. Exercise 4A, 4C.
What do you use the computer for?
Mainly for word processing, but not writing, which I still do with a pen. Keeping track of my life, searching for information from the internet, for writing purposes or for travel. When I travel to a place I don't know, for example, Russia or Canada, I look at Encarta on CD-ROM. And when I'm going to travel to a place like Krasnoyarsk, I print off the map of the area where I'm going.
Does the computer save time?
I used to think the PC's main purpose in our lives was to reduce the time it took to get things done so that people could enjoy other hobbies, skiing, for example. I don't think that's so anymore. We've become more intimate with our PCs. Starting with email, we began having online relationships with people we had never heard of or hardly knew. Then a lot of us bought a PC for home and began using it just for fun. And people started to spend hours online chatting with strangers. The PC is becoming an integral part of our private and professional lives, I should say.
How did you start using a PC?
I didn't use a computer until 1983. It was a small thing produced here in England, plugged into the TV, and it never worked. I packed it in its original box and never used it again. Then I went to work in Hong Kong and bought a pirated IBM copy. That was a huge thing that didn't work either. But it was okay as a word processor. Then I went to Japan and was given a Macintosh by the company I worked for. And that was what got me really interested, because the Macintosh is very user-friendly.
Has your life changed since you started using the PC?
Yes, my eyes have got worse.
On a desert island, would you prefer a human or a computer for company?
Depends on the human. Forced to choose, I would take the computer. As long as it had a modem and a line to the outside world.